Florida lawmakers want to clarify the rights parents have in schools. If parents don't agree on the material being taught, a proposal pending before the legislature allows parents to object on the basis of religion, morals, and more. I'm Robbie Gaffney. Parents can already allow their kids to opt out of vaccines, health exams, and sex education. That's a touchy subject for Isabel Ranu. As a child, she battled leukemia and relied on vaccinated kids to stay healthy.
I was immunocompromised from age 12 to 16, and being in an environment with unvaccinated kids would have put my life at risk.
Ranu is speaking against a bill that would specifically ban the state from interfering with a parent's right to not vaccinate their kid before sending them to school. Currently, parents can opt out for religious reasons.
This bill is going to go a lot farther than what we have.
That's Boynton Beach Democratic Senator Lori Berman. Right now, parents can object to any school materials if they can prove it has certain issues, like it's biased, immoral, or unbalanced. Under the Parents' Bill of Rights, the name of the proposal moving through the legislature, parents would be allowed to object based on religion as well. But school boards would have the final say. Berman says that's still concerning.
If you have a Holocaust denier, they could say, I don't want my children to hear the Holocaust lesson.
Berman says years of legislation has put certain lessons in school, like Black history, that can now be skipped by children of parents who don't agree with the lesson.
In addition to the Holocaust and one of those 16 items, we have the history of African Americans, including slavery, the study of Hispanic contributions to the U.S., or even the history and meaning of the Constitution and Bill of Rights. Are we going to allow parents to opt out of that?
Lakeland Republican Senator Kelly Stargell is sponsoring the Parents' Bill of Rights. She says parents can already pull their kids out of Holocaust education if they want to.
This bill is trying to make it clear for parents what their rights are and where their rights are throughout law. We debate many, many issues, and I've been here for many years on the issues when we talk about exemptions for the parents. A lot of times our compromise with subject to some of the policies we've done is the ability for the parent to make a determination.
If all this bill did was compile the statutes into one place as they were written, most of us honestly wouldn't be here. We have better things to do. It is the differences, the expansions of definitions, that cause us to have this alarm.
That's Melina Reyna Svanhild Farley Barrett. She's an LGBTQ plus advocate. She says the bill could penalize teachers who don't give parents important information about their kids' health and well-being. But since it doesn't clarify what well-being means, Farley Barrett worries if a kid comes out to their teacher as gay or transgender, that teacher could be forced under Stargell's bill to out that student to their parents.
As a parent of two queer kids, I know that should this bill pass, I will be forced to warn one of them to not talk to her teachers at all or anyone there, because they would be forced, they would be required to tell one of her other parents. And that would make her life much more problematic where she's currently living.
Current law doesn't specify that teachers must tell parents information about their child. The bill is now heading to the Senate floor. For WFSU News, I'm Robbie Gaffney.